Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey Ann C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
We are faithpreneurs walking by faith and not by sight. Good morning, family, and welcome to October, the best month of the year. And today just happens to be the national holiday of my birthday. So it is turn up season. I am so grateful that God saw fit to give me one more year on this thing called, or in this thing called life. It is a blessing. Every breath is a blessing. And I am just grateful for the opportunity to have one more turn around the sun, as they say. So as I prepare to go into a foundation meeting that we have today, and we have a monthly prayer with the organization. There's a lot going on this one, October 4th. It is a busy, busy time of year. And I just said, I'm going to pause and come to the family and say good morning and just be in fellowship with you all as we give God praise for the testimonies that have brought us through to this part in the year. It is the 10th month of the 2025, year of the Lord. So we just bless God for what he has brought us through from January till now. We continue to confess our faith, right? When we speak the word of God, it cannot return unto him void. And we are truly standing as witnesses, as examples of what it means to serve God. And no matter how long it takes, no matter what it looks like, no matter how difficult it seems, we know that the blessings of the Lord make it rich and addeth no sorrows unto us, that God will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I want us to remember the power in the confession that we make, and the enemy tries to distract us from the promises of God, which are yes and amen. And we will not let him win, because he can't win. He is already defeated. And we're going to stand in that supernatural blessing, the kingdom revelation of the word of God, so we can see Ephesians 3:20 overflow in our life. So my heart is full. I am grateful that my hubby's able to meet me on the road, even though I have to share my birthday with my official duties, that we can be able to just be in his presence and just thank God for guiding, protecting, watching over each and every one of us. So as we continue this call today, my ask is that you stay on target. If you're new to the room, you just got to believe that God is real. His word is true, and it will never return unto him void. A faithpreneur is a faith-based entrepreneur building and growing their enterprises with a fidelity to God. Understanding it's about building your relationship with Christ so that he can reveal the plans that he already has for you to prosper you, to give you hope in a future. He didn't just come up with it in 2025. He's always known the plan for you, but he waits for us with our free will to believe that he is real, to believe his word, and to be able to allow us a space and place and an opportunity to grow in an understanding of the assignment of our life, for the thing that we have been called to do, the way in which we can bless and support others. So I am just thrilled that we are able to stand in that revelation, to stand in those promises, and to do what it is that God has called us to do. So with that being said, I want to thank you all for the well wishes. My phone has been going off probably since midnight with all of the birthday messages and the love and the support. And I just want you to declare the word of God today as you start with what you're grateful for, of course, where you're tapping in from, and your scripture that continues to ground you and inspire you. May that be the space and place that you just continue to anchor yourself in God's word. And then at the end of your share today, I want you to just share what being a part of this community has done. What's your testimony? That's my birthday gift. Just knowing that this work is not in vain when the moderators that come and support and stay in this room and make sure it's open while I'm traveling, while I'm moving about, that each of you have been able to grow deeper in your walk with Christ. Some of you who've been with me for years, you've seen the development and the growth in your own faith journey, the way you've been able to get clarity on your assignment to deliver it to the marketplace. And I'm just grateful that we are doing what we are doing, and we are here is to give God glory and praise. So with that, DJ Jason Hodge, are you here?
I am here, sis. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. It is turn up season.
Turn up season.
Well, thank you so much for being here to keep things going.
Absolutely, sis. Love you and have a great day.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I'll listen in as long as I can. But yes, we just want to make sure everybody's giving God praise. Share your testimonies, the scripture that is grounding you. And then last, what is being a part of our Destiny Designers University, having this faithpreneur community where we can grow our faith? What has it done for you? What's your testimony as we continue to stand in his word?
Absolutely. Okay, well, Jason Hodge here, a.k.a. The Jason Hodge. I'm hailing in from Tacoma, Washington, the great state of. And my scripture is my tried and true. It's an amazing scripture. Be anxious for nothing, but with everything through prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. That's Philippians 4, 6 through 7. It has been an amazing reality anchor for me over the years. It was 2015 when Katie had us all pick a word for the year, for the season, and mine was anxious. And so that scripture is the one that I picked. And I have seen it unfold over the years on how important it is to slow down and let God be God, and to ask him for the things and then watch him work. And then it got to the point where it was, instead of asking him for the things and watching him work, it was asking him for what to ask him and watching him work. So that has really shifted my reality over the years, and I've seen him do some amazing things. And in the midst of things that seemed like in possibilities, I've seen God show up, and he has always had us in the palm of his hand. So it's really helped me and the rest of my family to trust him in every way. Now, as far as being a part of the Faithpreneur crew, the Destiny Designers University family, the fellowship here, it's done a lot for me. For one, you know, I was not one for praying in public, that's for sure. And I remember one day, Dr. Stacy was like, oh, okay, so Jason, you know, we're going to have you close in prayer. I'm thinking like, oh, my goodness, why is she doing this? I was like, I guess I can't back out because she kind of knows where I live. But that helped me to break out of, for one, thinking that my prayers had to sound any particular kind of way, that they had to be eloquent or they had to be powerful, pray the roof down, you know, any of that stuff. And it helped me to just pray and recognize that God gives each and every one of us an experience and a perspective on the reality that he's created us to live in. And as we learn to understand our voice and our place in him and understand our place in the body, we cease to compete with the idea of what it should sound like to talk to him, and then we just start to talk to him. And so then that has helped me in that way, because it has liberated me to be able to experience God from a very real place without considering or factoring anybody else into that equation. Being a part of this community has really helped me establish my own relationship with God. And I'm very appreciative of it. And I've seen so many people who have grown over the years. And we've grown closer together as friends and family. I mean, I'm thinking like, wow, you know, this has been 10 years, almost 11, that I've been a part of all of the things going on here. And yeah, I would not trade it for the world. It's been absolutely amazing. So I'm grateful. I've picked up a new brother and sister, Stacey, Drew, you know, Roz, Carmen, and LT, she was in here too. I've found a lot of folks that I can reach out to at any time and say, hey, how are you doing? Or, hey, can you pray around this? Hey, this is what's going on. And then know that it is going to be a normal conversation with folks who do believe in the same God that I believe in, who are going to lift me up in prayer. And so that's been absolutely amazing. All right, you know, that was long-winded, but there's the answer to that question. Amazing time here. Grateful for it.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Can you guys hear me?
Oh, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, I'm doing well. You can hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Bro, I got to take a picture and send you this setup.
Yes. You got to send it to me, man. You got to send it to me.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Faith and all family. How are you?
Doing well.
And let me not break protocol. My scripture for today is my favorite scripture, Mark 11:22. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that these things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith.
Yeah.
Amen. Just wanted to jump on here and wish love of my life happy birthday. And may God continue to bless you, that you may experience many, 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 many more. Amen. And my testimony being here in the Faith Benoit family all these years, it has definitely strengthened my faith, because Jason can attest. I've seen us do some things that people just wouldn't believe. And it like literally when it's all said and done, you just look in awe and you're like, how did that even happen? And we just know that it's just God. It's just God. When you're doing God's work, he just makes all types of things happen. You just have to sit back in awe, just do what we're supposed to do.
That's right. That's right. Bro, it is so good to hear your voice every time, every time.
Listen, good to be heard. Good to be heard. I'm here in D.C., just trying to spend some time with your girl.
Yeah,
and of course, she's out running around doing her thing. So I guess later on I'll be able to spend some time with her.
Yeah, well, good for you all, and I hope you guys get some great time together, great relaxation. You know, I love you, bro. You're my brother.
Love you too. Love you.
Yeah.
Love you too. Love you too, man.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. We got Sister Carmen. Carmen, wealth on the floor. Carmen, mic is yours.
Well, good morning to this wonderful national holiday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Dr. Stacy, you are such an amazing woman of God and someone that I am so blessed and proud to call my friend. Woo! my goodness. Y'all already know this Saturday mornings is like Christmas morning, every Christmas morning, because I just get so excited for waking up and joining this call, my family. And when I say family, I truly mean it. This is what this call means to me. It's kind of like, you know, it gives me the inspiration I need for the week, or, you know, just to be able to share, to celebrate, to cry, as I often do, in a safe place. So this, you know, Dr. Stacy, I just thank God for your obedience for 15 years. You just, you know, holding it down, even when you got so much going on like today and celebrating your birthday, you still allow this space for us. And I thank God for that. For me, this call has covered me. You know, it has covered me. It has strengthened my faith. It has kept my purpose clear and reminded me of who I am and whose I am. Every week, God has used this community to sharpen me, to encourage me, and remind me that, you know, Jason, yeah, prayer changes. I remember a couple times when I had to do the prayer, I was like, oh, Lord, you know, me and Jesus, we talk all the time, all day.
Right.
I really got to say it out loud now. And it ain't maybe as cute or as, you know, like, you know, Jason as others, but whatever I would say, it was from my heart. And for 14 years, Dr. Stacy, I've been hanging out for 14 years, a good 9-10 of it kind of silent, horizontal, Jason. But I've been hanging out for 14 years with this call. And it has, again, it's been a lifeline for me. There was times where I was in my worst. There was, you know, during seasons of loss or uncertainty, even times where I was fatigued because of all the things that is going on. But I would join the call and we would, you know, share and pray in agreement, and God would lift the weight that I may have on my heart at the time. I mean, this call has been my lifeline, and the teaching and just the intercession and the testimonies have gave me so much hope when I didn't have hope for myself. It would, you know, if this call renewed my courage to remind me of who I am in God. And it just reminded me that God is present in every detail. Dr. Stacy, you don't understand how much this call means to me. You know, I'm so deeply grateful for this community that has covered me. I know that I'm loved because of the individuals on this call. And so I thank you. So for that, a scripture, I was looking for a scripture to remind me of how you all, or how much you all mean to me and what we are to each other. And it was Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together. So I thank you, Dr. Stacy, again, for just being obedient, not, and just wanting you to know how much this call has lifted me for over 14 years. I love you, Dr. Stacy. Happy birthday again. And may God continue to bless you as you continue to bless others. I yield my mic. Oh, by the way, I'm Carmen M. Herrera, also known as Carmen Wealth, the Wealthpreneur, and God's Economic Ambassador, tapping in from Houston, Texas. Love y'all.
Love you too, sis. We got Dr. Smile, Auntie Roz in the room. Hey, sis, mic is yours.
Hey, love that I'm at the Cancer Walk, the 24th year that I've been supporting sister to sister on Dr. Stacy's blessed birthday to Dr. Stacy. And I have my scripture in the comments for her, Psalm 71:6. So go check it out. I love y'all. Y'all have a God amazing day. And my best thing about Destiny Designer, I am in Weibo for the next 16 weeks legitimizing my business. I love y'all. Have a God amazing day.
Oh my goodness. Congratulations. Congrats. Wow, that's big news.
That is big news. Where it all started. Congratulations, Roz. Knock it out of the park. Good stuff. And we've got Pat, Patricia, the factoring lady. Mike is your sis.
Good morning, everyone. Tapping in from Houston, Pat, aka the factoring lady. My scripture for today is Philippians 4:6, same as Jason, be anxious for nothing. You know, the word anxiety has been a big challenging topic for me. And so I have shifted, you know, I'm usually quoting, I can do all things in Christ, which that's a daily reminder to myself, but yeah, this one's going to be sitting right next to it. Mm-hmm. With regard to what it means to me to be in this, be part of this family, so much. I mean, this is my church. This is my family. You all are my church and my family. And I feel so honored. I feel so blessed to have come across Dr. Stacy through Les Brown. And I can tell you, this is a safe place. This place has been a covering for me, like an umbrella. It has expanded my network. I have friends all over that through this this connection, and people that I truly can call my friends. And I'm just so honored. Sorry about that. That's Amani trying to reach me, my daughter. I'm just so honored to be part of this group. It's just amazing. And I have so many testimonies, so many, Jason, like you said, so many things that it's like you can't even explain. So many, so much growth, and especially with my daughter that's trying to reach me right now. But yeah, I mean, she's 25 now. She's grown so much. This is a child I thought that would not even be driving, you know, and that's around the time that I really got it connected. I was more kind of like you say, Carmen, look, I was like here, but kind of not, you know, interacting. And then things got really intense with her. And that's when Cecilia reached out to me. And the rest is history. So I yield my mic with that. Love you guys. Have a wonderful, blessed weekend, and happy, happy birthday, Dr. Stacy. We love you.
Awesome, sis. Thank you for the share. Always glad to hear your voice. And we've got Hollywood in the room. Mike is your sis.
Good morning. Peace and blessings, everyone. And greetings to you, Madam President. Happy birthday. It's the best month of the year, my Libra twin. Yes, October is a beautiful month. But I want to say, because I have a few things I was getting ready this morning. I have like three things to do today. But I just want to say quickly, my scripture is Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. For his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, who bringeth forth his fruit in his season. And I want to say, Destiny Designers University and Faithpreneur, even though I haven't, I'm a gifted to be a student of that. But Faithpreneur has always affirmed for me that my gifts, my knowledge, what God has given to me is necessary for the marketplace, that they need me, not so much in a sense that I need them, but as a witness to share the light, to share the gifts, to share God's love is definitely an opportunity. And it's a win-win situation, that when faithpreneurs and us as believers enter a room, that we change the temperature, that they know that there's something different, and that we also come with a righteous mindset to do things a particular way, and just an opportunity to share God's love. I did put not all of that, but I did put my comments in the chat in regards to it has always expanded my network. I want to say it was an answer to my prayer, because I prayed for righteous connections. I didn't just want connections, and God gave me all of you. And, also accountability, that when I come and I hear things, it It's direct, indirect. It's also fellowship for me, also church for me. It also helped me to know that fellowship also is just not when we go into the church building, because some people only believe where it says forsake not the assembling of yourselves. Us coming together right now and talking about the Lord is an assembly, and it's us fellowshipping and just really, really making that part of my life in all ways, always, right? And just being around and God connecting me to people who have the desire and the same desire in our hearts, because that was the righteous connection that we is not just about, getting money or building capital, but making difference in people's lives that have a generational impact that is just for not right now. And that then when they see us, that they appreciate it and that we are believers, you know, because that's what it is. We need to attract. And as my pastor, Bishop Robert Blunt would say, we have to love the hell out of people. Not so much, but that devil, right? That when they come see us, no, it's something different with us. So I appreciate this room. I appreciate Faithpreneur. I appreciate the opportunity that it has given me just to share about the things that I do, and that it's proper that I'm not some anomaly, that I'm not some weirdo. Yes, peculiar, because the Bible tells us we are peculiar people, but I'm supposed to be doing what I'm doing in regards to professionally what I'm doing. And it's nothing wrong with it, because the world will think, make you think it's something wrong with it, but it's not. So you all have a God amazing day. God bless you, Soror, and enjoy your birthday. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. October is just a beautiful month. It's a beautiful month. So y'all have a lovely day.
Awesome. Thank you for that share, sis. I appreciate it. I am not in the app right now, so I'm looking to see if I can remember. Oh, okay. I'm back in the app. Okay, Gina, Sister Gina, mic is yours.
Good morning. Good morning. And happy, happy birthday to Dr. Stacy. I think I said when I first spoke on here that it was such a familiar spirit with Dr. Stacy. I just knew I'd been in ministry with her before, but I don't remember hearing about her until I joined Trucking God's Way. And then they were talking about Dr. Stacy and Faithpreneur. So I said, well, let me check over there. So I have been so blessed by the time that I've been here since the time. I noticed I just had an anniversary. So I have been on the app for 4 years now, but possibly here with Faithpreneur family, which I do consider it a family of mine, for a year, maybe a year and a half. And the scripture that I'm standing on today, I'm like Mother Gwen, the whole Bible is mine. But today, can you all still hear me? I hear reverberation.
Okay. We can hear you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'll stand on Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lead not to thine own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So I'm standing on that right now, because I always thought that I was a woman full of faith, because I do have that childlike faith. I believe that God said it and he will do it, that he created us and he will do it regardless of whatever my circumstances are or whatever situation I find myself in. He can and will. If his word says it, he can, and I do believe it. With that saying, when I saw Faithpreneur, the term Faithpreneur, I said, well, I thought I was a woman full of faith, but like Dr. Stacy say, we out here now, she's out here naming the ministry that. So I do feel such a part of Faithpreneur, and I just thank God for being a part of the family here. I thank God for allowing me to grow, and since I've been here, to even speak, because usually I would not speak. It's not that I'm shy or anything, but I thought I would just listen in, but he moved me up to be a little more transparent than I have been. So I thank God for all of that. God bless you. I love you.
God bless you too, sis. Love you as well. All right. We've got LT in the house.
You know what?
Hey, cuz.
Hey, cuz. How are you?
I'm doing good. Mike is yours. Loving
Who
it.
Who is doing all these it. Sound effects?
That's Drew. Oh. On the ones and twos. There you go.
Bruh. You know I had to bring you up properly. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, sis. How are you?
Good morning, my brother. It's so good to hear everyone's voice, but I was like, you took me back when you came off of the Muke Ministry. Right? I was like, wait a minute. Right. Wait a minute.
It's going on with the world.
Right, listen, I gotta show wifey some love.
Ooh, I know that's right. I was like, what? He is off the Mute Ministry. Well, God bless you, my brother. I love you. Happy birthday to you. Hey, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Y'all know I think I could sing, but that is not where the anointing lies, but I'm singing. Happy birthday.
You got it. You got it. You got it. You got it.
To right. this woman of God. And so I'm so grateful to God for her and what she continues to do. And I know the scripture was for me is 1 Thessalonians 5:11. So if you have your Bibles and it reads, you know, therefore encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. And so that's what this community does and has done for me, is encouraging us. You know, that Stacey will push you and stretch you and bring you out of your comfort zone.
Right.
Come on in here. And so, you know, she recognizes the gifting that's in you. And sometimes you don't even know that's a gifting, but mm-hmm. she will stretch you and bring it out. So this verse is a gentle yet powerful reminder that encouragement isn't optional. It's essential. Come on in here. And Paul was speaking to a community of believers who are already practicing mutual support. And that's what we do. We support one another in here. And he was urging them to keep it going. So we got to keep it moving. You know, life be life in, world is world in, but we got to keep our faith together, right? We got to stand and be 10 toes down in our faith. And that's something that Dr. Stacy definitely exhibits, you know, faith over everything. And so that's one of the scriptures for me when it comes to being here in this community. And we need someone to remind us of our worth, our purpose, and our strength. So continue to encourage someone today in this room, right? Put it in the chat room. Just a word of encouragement. And that's what I want to leave here in this community, to continue to fight a good fight of faith, right? And when we link up together in faith, what? The Bible says, what? One can chase 1,000 and two can send 10,000 to flight. And we can speak to those mountains and we can be overcomers. Just to speak of my life, you know, just believing that God was going to do a new thing in me, and that he did, because he is faithful. So we give God all the glory and all the praise. And happy birthday to this awesome woman of God. This is the day that the Lord has created her. We're glad about it. And we celebrate this Proverbs 31 woman. Can I get an amen up in here?
Amen. And
what God is doing in her life. And we pray for continued covering over her. We pray for continued favor to rest in her. We pray for continued open doors for her as God continues to order her steps. Because the Bible says a good man's steps is ordered by the Lord. And we declare and decree, greater works shall she do. Amen. So we touch and agree with that. And I pray that prayer. We just prayed, honey. In Jesus' Jesus' name that he's going to keep her. The Bible also says, beloved, I pray above all that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prosper. And so that's what we're praying over this awesome woman of God, for continued blessings to rest upon her and her family. In Jesus' name, amen. And I digress.
Awesome, sis. Thank you for the share. Always good hearing your voice. Love you, love you, love you. All right, we've got our sister Tanika on the stage. Mic is yours.
Good morning, everyone. LaTanya, LT Boyd. I'm LT. Please forgive me if I'm messing up your name, but thank you for your words. I was just encouraged. I was like, whoo, whoo, coming behind that. But no, I dare not miss the opportunity to admonish Dr. Stacy. And I always say I'm grateful for life, health, strength, being able to be in the number one more time, one more again. Thanking God for, you know, allowing me to be here. And I'm always so thankful for Faithpreneur Clubhouse. I believe it was 2020 when it started and I fell away. And then the Lord brought me back with the upgrades of the app and how he would do. And he made a way for me to rejoin the community. And in 2023, I was going through so much. And I just thank God. I'm just so thankful for Faithpreneur. But I want to give my scripture because I definitely want to be obedient to how the room is always set. Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your make straight your paths. It's a different version, but I just thank God everything is, you know, is sealed in him because it's been a journey these last few years as I've been given my testimonies and all the ways that God has made. And so I just admonish everyone in this room. I'm thankful for the connections through Faithpreneur, through Clubhouse. Yesterday, my brother-in-law is here from Dayton, Ohio, and he's a part of the Tonight's Conversations podcast that travels all across the U.S. And somehow my phone jumped on Clubhouse and he was like, what is that? I said, Clubhouse. He was like, is Clubhouse still around? I said, yes. I said, I got my Faithpreneur group and they're going to D.C. today. And so when Dr. Stacy's husband, I'm sorry, please forgive me, Andre, Pastor, Brother Andre.
Andrew.
Oh, please forgive me.
No worries.
But when he said that they were in D.C., I was like, oh, wow, because I was thinking about driving up today. Because Dr. Ayala Van Zandt will be on the stage with the crew today. So I was like, I was just talking about that yesterday to my brother-in-law, actually this morning, like after 12 a.m. And then to hear that you all are in the area, I was like, oh, wow. So, but again, I am just grateful for Faithpreneur. Everyone has touched my life in all of their unique ways and how God would interconnect us all. So through Carmen, through Jason, Dr. Smile, just everyone. I won't start calling names, but all of the different again, divine connections. And so, Dr. Stacy, I love you. Happy birthday to you. I just cannot wait to see all of the other things that God will continue to do through you and the body of Christ. And so I love you with the love of the Lord. I love everyone with the love of the Lord. So I am going to yield. Have a great day.
Thank you for that share, sis. All right. And we got Sister Gwen on the mic. Mic is yours, sis.
Good morning, calling in from Los Angeles, California. And I decided to be a little bit quiet, and then I said, there's no way that I would not give my voice to give honor to whom honor's due. Blessings to the saints, my scripture for myself and all of us, and in particular for the recipient of the birthday, another day that the Lord has given her, another year consummated, is the Lord is her shepherd, my shepherd, our shepherd. We will lack nothing. And that means nothing. So I just thank God today as he is giving them traveling mercies. And I want to say that the Bible says that, you know, not only to acknowledge our gifts, but to stir them up. But in this case, for us to acknowledge the gift that God has given us in Dr. Stacy and truly to just honor her. And to let the Lord know how pleased we are about him ordering our steps to have an intersection with such a great woman of promise, of vision. And I just applaud her daily that she certainly, as I think as Minister LT said, because I was getting ready to put in my offering because she sure enough preached that we understand and recognize people of destiny that God will send to increase the Jesus in us. And I just thank God for it. I thank God for a platform that certainly gives glory to God. And also, what a subject of humility. As much as God has promoted her and blessed her and elevated her, the humility that she walks in, the genuine love that she spreads abroad to each and every one of us, that she basically is not a respecter of persons. She makes all feel comfortable. What an extreme gift. And we certainly can look at that and model it in terms of how do we touch God's people. So I just am just grateful that God has seen it fit, that my paths would cross not only with her, but many and all of you, that it's made me a better person and will make me seek to be a better person. Like when all of us get together and the Bible says how beautiful and blessed it is when brethren can walk together in unity. And I just pray, my prayer is that God will give every good and perfect gift, every resource for her to manifest completely, 100%, the vision and assignment that God has given her. And they're multiple, but particularly in the area of the faithpreneur station and ministry. And I just also want to thank her fellow conspirators, I call them, Jason, Carmen, Dr. Roz, that hold up. It takes a village and it takes companies, and we need to know that you can't do this by yourself. And a lot of the Lone Rangers, I hope they're realizing that God has always been about relationship. Yes, there's a time to be personal, intimate, and solitary, but only to be refueled, refreshed, so you can go out and kick the devil's butt according to your assignment. So, you know, My favorite saying is get up off of that thing. And Dr. Stacy is the epitome of moving in giftings and not holding back. We've got to give it all to God because tomorrow is not promised. So I thank God for being here, sending love to each and every one of you and blessings for today. Go big for a big God. Don't disappoint him. Thank you. God bless.
Amen. God bless us. And we've got Sister Raquel on the stage. Raquel, I am. Mike is yours, sis.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Saturday. I, as many of you, would be remiss if I did not take an opportunity to acknowledge this special day with Dr. Stacy, this being her birthday. And so there's so many things that I am grateful for in this space and grateful for with Dr. Stacy. One of them being that I do not take for granted that this is a space where we are celebrated, not just tolerated. And I greatly appreciate that I am celebrated in this space for the gift that God has given me. And I would like to use that gift right now to say, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Dr. Stacy. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Happy birthday, Dr. Stacy. God bless you all.
That was awesome, sis. Thank you for that share. And we've got Sister Stacy on the floor. Mike is yours, sis.
Good morning. Now, I'm just going to let y'all know. I always say if I could have a superpower, it would be one, to fly, and two, to sing. And I cannot sing. So I'm not going to try to do anything like that. But of course, I am wishing a very, very happy birthday to our dear Dr. Stacy and C. Grant, who we call each other namesake, of course. Really glad to be here today. And I, too, was just going to sit here quietly, but I wanted to certainly say happy birthday. And I'm calling today from Nassau, Bahamas, where we traveled to for a little, I guess, rest. Even though, of course, I'm sitting here doing work on the laptop while I'm talking. But yeah, exactly. But we're here for rest and relaxation, and I'm very grateful for Stacy from New York. My scripture that I want to share is Ecclesiastes 3, I just want to say 3:1, you know, that scripture, there is an occasion for everything and a time for every activity under heaven. And I want to read it in a couple of versions because it says something a little different. Sometimes the nuances matter. For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. And another, King James, to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. The Message Bible, there's an opportune time to do things, a right time for everything on earth. And finally, the New American Standard, there's an appointed time for everything, and there's a time for every event under heaven. And of course, we know that, you know, it also says, you know, there's a time to, I don't know which version is this, but where it's more full, where it says, for every matter under heaven, there is a time to be born and a time. I'm sorry, for everything there is a season, a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. And I just think that that is so relevant because, you know, we're all going through different seasons in our lives. When my national holiday comes up, which really is a national holiday because it's Christmas Day, I will be hitting the big 6-0. And that means that I'm in a season, I'm going into new seasons, and I think we all are. Our world is in a different season or a new season. Things have changed dramatically from what we are accustomed to and have been accustomed to. We know that things are moving, what feels like they're moving. Some things are moving forward and some things feel like they're moving backwards. And so I just wanted to share that because I think we're always, each of us, in different seasons and times. And we need to understand that God is in control of it all. And even when it doesn't seem like we're in a season that we want to be in or we don't like what's going on in a season, we have to absolutely hold on to knowing that God is in control of it all. And he absolutely has a plan for it all. there's a book out that I'm listening to, that Edwina Finley Dickerson is her name. She's an actress, and she has a book out called The World is Waiting for You. She tells a beautiful story about being in a waiting season, how sometimes when we feel like we're waiting, we don't understand what's going on. And she talked about a rose plant that she had, and it wasn't growing, and she kept having it replaced. And finally, she just moved it over to a different location with a little more sun. And suddenly that plant that just for ages was not growing or didn't feel like it was growing, suddenly you started to see buds. And I'm sharing that because I know a lot of times we are in a waiting season and we can't see anything because it's underneath like that rosebud, but it was still movement and something happening. So just want to encourage anyone that's in a waiting season or any other season that we know God is in control. We just have to hold on and stand on his word so that we can maintain until we get to that next place. And remember, too, which she talked about in the story, just because things aren't, you know, Myron Golden says it actually at best. He says either things are working for you or they're working on you. So remember that no matter what we're going through, that sometimes things that don't seem like they're working for you are actually working on you. God bless you. And of course, be aligned, be productive, and be maximized. Thank you.
Jason, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good stuff.
I thought it was me. I said, I talked all the time. They didn't hear me. It wasn't working. I'm gone.
That was beautiful.
And now, every now and then we get that red line over here. So,
yeah, I love the challenge.
That was beautiful. All right, y'all. And I'm going to extend an invite to anybody else who would like to pop up on stage. We have moved through everybody who is currently on stage, but I want to make sure that you have an opportunity. If you would like to add your voice to the equation, now would be the time. We've had beautiful music. We've had beautiful shares, yeah. Beautiful memories.
We've had some voices that we don't often hear from.
Exactly.
Drew, it's so good to hear you, bro.
Exactly.
And Minister Boy, always a blessing. So blessed to hear your voice.
You will not talk about my brother Drew like that.
We know you're always in the background, but it's always
it's true. It's truly been a blessing. It's truly been a blessing. Thank you, brother.
Yeah. Take care of my girl. Thank you, bro. We love you.
I'm doing my best. Y'all pray for me.
I know she's a lot of, but we love her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Wow. And boy, this is something else. See, don't tell me this is going to be one of those hour rooms. This is like a rarity. This is amazing. You know, that's amazing. Okay, I see that. Michelle.
Well, you know, she likes when we kind of don't go too long. So maybe that's what
maybe that's her birthday present. You know, maybe that's what it is. All right, so Sister Michelle is in the house. Mike is yours, sis. Great seeing you. Great hearing you.
My peace and blessings to everyone to the household this week. And I am on the move, so I'm going to make this appropriate. So, Divine Father, Mother God, the love of my life, the universal energy that runs in and through all of us, I thank you for my sister, God. I thank you for what you're doing in her life. I thank you for the universe that she has said yes to creating with you. The universe of us united as faithpreneurs, as change makers, as people that hold space for those people that are not represented, the ones that say, yes, send me, Lord, send me into battle. Use me, God, use my voice, use everything about me so that I can serve you to the highest and greatest good. I'm grateful, God. Thank you for everything, her husband, her children, and for this community that she came unwillingly, as she often says, and continue to be the corporate minister. So I thank you for the anointing from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, to the refreshment of her soul, God, and refreshment of this divine spirit that is with her. So I anchor my prayer through the Christ mind that is always love, abundant in all ways. I love you, and I thank God for you. I love you all. Talk to you soon.
Jason.
Yes.
Yes, I didn't remember to share what this has meant to me. And because Dr. Stacey asked for that, I'd love to go ahead and do that. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely okay.
Thank you. And by the way, I also just put the name of the book in the chat. So even though she's an actress, well, in addition to being an actress, Edwina Finley Dickerson is also a believer and a woman who has been prophesied over all her life. And she actually wrote the book to share how to embrace prophecy and manifestation with people, because so many things that she was prophesied in her life and that she prophesied over others' lives has come to pass. And that's what she's sharing in the book. So I thought you guys should know that it's not just it's a book. It's a book about God and embracing our relationship and hearing from God. So I put that in the chat. As far as what this has meant to me, I don't know. I know I've been around since before the first Faithpreneur weekend. And I remember being, you know, meeting Dr. Stacey probably at least 10 or 11 years ago now. But I do want to say that what this has been for me is, you know, there's so many things that happen. Yes, we can go to church wherever we choose to go to church. But even with that, right, you can't go to every church. You don't know everything that's going on and how different people do different things and what different experiences are. But it's been a beautiful insight into the life of someone and a group of people who are all different, but all bring different things to the table. And so we get to learn from one another. And you also, I've gotten to see what it looks like from the perspective of, or from her perspective, and to see what it looks like when someone's being consistent and just have an insight into how God can move people from one point to another, and what consistent growth and favor looks like. So I've enjoyed that. And also just the fellowship, the consistent fellowship. I don't come up every week. And I love when people said it's like church to them, because I said, well, for me, it's not church, but in a way it is, because it's the most consistent fellowship that I have right now. And it's a blessing to me because we travel so much. It is nice to have something that I know I can count on and look forward to every week to hear stories about how God has been a blessing and about challenges and how people made it through those challenges, and even to bring my challenges and my wins somewhere where I know someone will rejoice with me and encourage me, and also share theirs with me. So thank you so much for the consistency, for the example, and for the fellowship. Amen. Thank you.
Awesome share. Thank you. Thank
hey,
you.
Jason.
Yes.
Can I share again?
Absolutely.
I believe I failed to say that I am hailing from Dallas, Texas. And part of my gratitude I did not share was that how this community and other communities have embraced Mark, my son. We do not get to go to a brick and mortar building for worship. However, whatever online I get to do and he can be a part of, it has been quite fulfilling for him as well. And occasionally I do get to go out, but because there hasn't been a facility that will really embrace his kind of behavior, we don't get to take him out. And so for that, I am eternally grateful for Faithpreneurs and the other ministries that I can share with here on Clubhouse.
Awesome. Well, we're glad that you are here, sis, and glad to hear Mark in the background.
Amen.
And glad that you have, that you know that you are welcome and he's welcome and that it's all good. So, yeah, always good to have you. Always good to have you. You know, it's beautiful. I have to say that when you hear a voice, whether it's yours or somebody that you know and you love, come back to the forefront, it's always an amazing thing. Yesterday, I had the pleasure of jumping onto a room with my mom, who has never really jumped. I think she might have come to stage one time on here on Clubhouse, but she actually did her own room. And it was so beautiful to hear her insights, and I learned a lot about her. And I thought, you know, I knew, you know, I know a lot about my mom, but I learned some more things, some more nuances, and she's just an amazing woman. So for her to do that and to just pull the trigger and then to start doing her thing again, it was absolutely awesome. So I do have to say that these types of occurrences, you know, seeing folks blossom in front of our eyes, that has been a beautiful thing to see. I see that Taj is in here. She just popped in, and I don't know if she's coming in here to just listen in or if she's popping up onto the stage. Wink, wink. You know, Taj, you see how I just did that, right? Okay. So, okay. Taj, welcome. So the format today is, of course, you know, the name, where you're calling from, your scripture and all that. And the nuance today is what has being a part of Faithpreneur and Destiny Designers and inside of the community meant to you? How has it impacted your life? So Mike is yours, sis.
Hi, everyone. I had a late day today, y'all. I was like, I'm turning my phone off. The last couple of weeks have been very brutal. But I had to pop in because, number one, I just wanted to wish Dr. Stacy a happy birthday. And I didn't know if she would be on today, but I still just wanted to make my way. Has she been in today at all?
Yeah, she did. She may be listening still in now. Because let me see. Is she? Yeah, she may still be listening in.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, she started it out today.
Oh, awesome. So you said what was, can you repeat the question for me again?
Yeah, so it's regular format, you know, your name, where you calling in from, and what your scripture is. And then the nuance today is what being a part of Faithpreneur and the Destiny Designers University family with this fellowship has been like for you. How's it impacted you?
All right. So I got to, this is such a powerful question, and is one that I've been sitting with a lot lately in my quiet time. So my name is Taj Williams, y'all. I am from Jersey, from Newark, New Jersey, to be exact. I'm grateful for God, number one. I'm grateful for all of the hardship and the adversity, because now I see what it was doing. You know, in the thick of it, it's not so easy, but once it passes, and once, you know, this too shall pass, and maybe that could be my verse for today. It's like you really understand the process and why, you know, that's it, really just why. So what Destiny Designers University has done for me for the last 10 years, every time I thought that I had reached a certain level of understanding or awareness of myself, not only just things outside of me, and being on this journey with Dr. Stacy and seeing so many different places, meeting so many people, working with her through the Faithpreneur weekend, and just, you know, it's just been such a beautiful experience, right? But for me and my own personal self-development, it really meant that I needed to go back in time and kind of like correct certain things. Like there's this vision that I see, it's like an image floating around on social media where it's like a older woman going back to get the younger child that may have been abandoned or something like that, or their inner child. And it's like the work that you have to do before you can step into the shoes that you foresee for yourself, you know, it takes a different type of person to even really go back and uncover some things. Some things were swept under the rug. Some things were stuffed in the closet, packaged over. red tape, don't caution, don't go in there, okay? Don't go down that road. Stay away. But you still go because you're like, wait a minute, something is in there. And I don't know what's in there, but it's something. And until we are brave enough and are willing to take the risk to go in there and see what it is and get that child that we left behind, there's no moving forward. And even if you move forward, at some point, things are going to come crumbling down. And so me having a daughter, I've been faced with a lot of things. And so now I'm so grateful for Destiny Designers University for being the initial motivational force, right? So it definitely was Dr. Stacy for me, but the teachings that she did was crucial for me to be able to understand that, number one, I had a safe space behind me to be brave enough to go and unpeel and unpack those things, but then also to learn and understand how do I take these new things and put them in front of me. So it's like, yes, I can go behind and go back in time and unpack and unsettle and reveal things, but what am I building for the future? What's ahead of me? What can I see so far in a glance? Even if I can't really see it, right? But there is something that I am building toward, and being here with you all and hearing your stories time after time and just being present with everyone here, it is like I know that I'm where I'm supposed to be. And it's one thing to have faith, but it's another thing to be a faithpreneur, y'all. And I'm just happy. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to have you all with me, or be here with you all. Like, it's just been such a journey. And, you know, at one point I felt like I was behind and I was falling and I just couldn't understand how I couldn't get it together. But I'm like, you know, something just is, I have more to uncover that is going to help me to solidify my foundation. And that's where I'm at. So some days I'm like, am I here? Did I arrive? And then some days I'm like, girl, sit down. But I do know that God got me. I'm right where God need me to be. And I understand when it's time for me to sit down and take everything that I have and apply it and push it and forward, like in terms of like building the vision, right? It might not be exactly what I think it is, because sometimes I do get that too. Like, I'm like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. And then something come knocking me down and I'm like, I'm winded, but I am... Again, I'm here, y'all. I'm here, y'all. I feel like I'm right where I'm supposed to be. Things are happening. I heard you mention blossoming, and you know, that's just one of my things, Jason. And it's like, man, like one of the things that I refer to often is the lotus flower. The lotus flower is often closing and it opens back up and it survives some of the most hardest terrains, mud, you know, storms, and it opens and it closes and it opens and it closes. It is just one of my things. So I will land with that. I don't want to be too wordy, but thank y'all. I had to pop
in. Oh, no, you're good.
Yes.
That's awesome, sis. Yeah. Always love your shares. That's right. And all of that. That's good stuff, sis. Love you, Taj. Glad you're here. And we got Sister Robin on the stage. Mic is yours.
Thank you so much. I'm grateful I got in. I'm about to go into a gym, but I really wanted to make sure I got in some great birthday wishes for Dr. Stacy. First of all, I should back up. I'm Robin Roberts. I'm calling from New Jersey. My scripture, my favorite scripture, is also Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. And I just wanted to say I am super, super grateful to God for turning me on, and Mother Gwen turning me on to Clubhouse. And especially grateful for Faithpreneur. The room has been a beacon for my life. I've learned so much. I've met so many great people. And I do feel like, I think I heard Gina say, your family, everyone's family. There's such a sweet spirit in the room. Dr. Stacy just gives us such jewels of God's continued love and his word. And Jason and Carmen, everybody, could go on. I could list probably everybody in the room. Not probably, but I could. Minister LaTanya, I know she was in. Anyway, it is such a warm spirit and just a caring spirit in the room. And it's a wonderful, rare circle of God that I don't know where else it exists in the earth realm. And I just am so grateful for it. And God bless everybody. Thank you, especially Dr. Stacy. Happy birthday.
Awesome share, sis. Thank you for that. So glad that you are here. And we've got Sister Katie on the stage. And that's my sister, Katie, too. Hey, Kate, mic is yours.
Good morning, Faithpreneurs. Happy Shabbat Shalom. And happy birthday, Stacy. Dr. Stacy, happy birthday.
just wanted to come up to say happy birthday. So grateful for this room, for everything that Faith Fanur has just set in our family routines. And Katie Hodge, hailing from Tacoma, Washington. And as I was just studying a little bit, write the vision and make it plain that he that reads it can run with it. And I'm just grateful that Dr. Stacy wrote the vision and we are here today because of that vision God placed on her heart. And her vision has just been multiplied like seeds, making many, many, many visions coming to pass, and ability for people to write down and share scripture and, you know, just standards and just the order. Just there's so many things that have come out of us being a part and getting into solid routines of digging in the word and what is it saying and how does it apply to my life and how do I take that word and carry it to do and be who God's called me to be. And I remember the first time I came on Faith Fanur, I did not want to open my mic at all. I'm like, what? And now I feel like I could get on the mic and open my mic. Praise God. And I'm just so grateful for everyone who holds the room, who comes in, who just shares their knowledge and their testimonies and encouragement and prayer. There's just so many things can't even name. Yeah, but just I'm greatly blessed, and I pray that God continue to bless you and your family for 1,000 generations to come. We love you, and I yield my mic.
Awesome stuff, sis. Thank you for the share. All right. Wow. Okay, so it looks like we are, unless anybody else is popping up onto the stage, you'd like to share, you'd like to give, whether it's your birthday wishes or share how the community has impacted your life. Mom, I'm not sure if I see your hand raised, if that is on purpose or...
It's on purpose. I didn't make a mistake, but I felt that, you know, birthday wishes are wonderful, but I believe in tangible, and I believe that the Lord would have us to think about. And Jason, you're in a very, very... you're in a place of knowledge. What do you think we could do to tangibly, as the Lord leads us, no pressure on anyone? But I just had a little bing, bing in my spirit, how we can sow into this tangibly, into this vision for fruition. Because, you know, Dr. Frazier, which is one of the mentors of Dr. Stacy, somebody got to write the check. So I'm just asking God first to give seed to the sower for those who want to go, not putting any pressure. But what one area can we tangibly contribute or sow into or support that you think that would be a wonderful gift for her? What area? Even if it's just reading the reference pages, what is it? You're in a place that could help us, I think.
You know, that's a great question. Here's what I would say, because I think a lot of times when you are gaining clarity on your own bent, your own journey, I think the first most important thing is to get clear on that, because sometimes we can get caught up in the noise of everybody else's stuff. And then we find ourselves dipping in here, spreading ourselves here, here, and here. And before you know it, and I've seen that, you know, peppered in churches, is that people have overserved and they never quite hit the mark because they never got that clarity on what God is calling them to do. So where I would encourage everybody to do is to, again, get really still and then ask God, okay, what is my purpose in here? How would you have me either sow in or operate? give me my blueprint, give me my marching orders. And then once they get that clarity, God shows up and says, do this and do this now. And then when they do the thing, it does not feel like it is draining them. It is something that they're like, yeah, that is the perfect fit. So get that clarity on what it is that God has given you, the voice that he's given you, the service, you know, what's in your hand, or, you know, how he has called you to step up to the plate. And then he determines what that looks like for you. So I think that that is the most important thing that I can share. And I'm just from personal experience, understanding how to hear God's voice in the midst of your own life and wherever it is that he's planted you.
Okay. You know, in addition, I think that looking at her profile, for those, we've got a lot of red tickets in the room. Welcome. You're in a place of safety, but you're also fleeing now if you don't want to grow, because it's impossible not to grow in this environment. Amen. This is good ground, good seed, good earth. You know, the fettered ground has been unearthed. And so just speaking to the people in the room, but I, looking at the profile, her Cash App, and so as you have so wisely admonished us, is to ask the Lord, you know, because he says, if you lack wisdom in a thing, ask of him, of how you can bless this woman tangibly. It could be a letter. It could be, I don't know what it could be, but I think, Jason, the wise counsel you've given of asking God, how can we contribute to someone who has sown into us? And the Bible says, whatsoever you has been sown into you, that you should reap, right? And the thing is, for her, what has she sown into us individually that she can reap tangibly in whatever area God sees fit to direct you to? But I just felt it would have been robbery not to leave this room to be a giver to someone who's given so much to each and every one of us. Again, no pressure. I haven't been paid to give the commercial. But I do know that God is a God of tangible. He says, love is a behavior. Amen. Words are wonderful, but love has to be followed by behavior. And so I'm just blessing everyone this day and asking us to really just take a moment, you know, in this room to bless the blesser. And thank you, Jason. I appreciate that. God bless.
God bless you. All right. And Kate, check if mom's hand is up on purpose or if it is just like left up there and it got stuck, because I see her in the queue and I'm not sure if she's trying to come up on stage or not. So just check.
No, I don't think she's trying to come up on stage.
Okay, good stuff. Good stuff. Then I will lower her hand then. All right, good stuff. All right, y'all. So, you know, this has been an amazing day. And you know what? I think that the birthday gift, another birthday gift to Dr. Stacy, is that the room is ending on the earlier side. So that means less work. Oh, yes. Awesome. Okay. And so Drew is going to play us out with a song, and then we're going to pray the room out. So we'll pray the room out real quick, and then Drew will close us out with a song. So, Sister Gwen, oh, actually, LT, are you available for a pray out?
Amen. Absolutely. Awesome. You want me to pray now or wait for
the music? Yeah. And then Drew can follow it up with the music.
Okay. I'm going to ask if everybody could just, I know we're on this here app, but just lift up our eyes and point our hands towards Dr. Stacy N.C. Grant, the founder, who has curated such a amazing space of faithpreneur, and as well as Destiny Designers University, that has really impacted and touched people globally. Come on in here. I feel something nudging me. This has been like a global space. People from all over over the world, being impacted through what God has placed in her hands to do. And so, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we lift you up on high, Lord God. We know that you are the head of our lives, Lord God. You are the author and the perfecter of our faith, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And apart from you, we can do nothing. So we honor you, we bless you, and we magnify who you are. For you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord, for this day that you have created, Dr. Stacy's birthday, Lord God, how you have birthed her in the world for greater works she shall do. And Lord God, you say our latter days shall be greater than our former days, Lord God. And so we declare that and decree it over her, Lord God. We say happy birthday to her, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for even the curation. And as she steps into other rooms, Lord God, she's shining bright. Her light so shine that people will glorify and lift you up, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord, for this space, this room, Lord God, as we touch and agree, Lord God, how you have impacted not only her life, but it has trickled down to our lives, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, that she is a vessel of light. We thank you, Lord, that she is a vessel of faith. We thank you, Lord, that she is a vessel that believes that you will do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that is working within each and every one of us, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. So we give you honor, we give you praise, and we thank you, Lord, that we're not leaving this space. Anytime we come into this space, Lord God, you meet us right here where we are, because the Bible tells us where there are two or three gathered, there you are in the midst, Lord God. So I pray even those who might listen to the replay, Lord God, that they will pick up what was being put down, that they will be touched and changed, Lord God, not by might nor by power, but I pray that it be by your spirit, Lord God, because there's nothing too hard for you to do, Lord God. So we're not leaving the same way that we came in, Lord God. There has been a touch. There has been a move. There has been the wind of you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And as we go to and fro our destinations, Lord God, let us just eat on the word of you, Lord God, that we will continue to fight a good fight of faith, Lord God, that we're not in this alone, Lord God, that you're right there beside us, Lord God, no matter what we might be going through, Lord God. We know that you have your hand on each and every one of us, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord, for this space. We thank you for this time of fellowship, Lord God. We cancel out anything that might obstruct or give us, hindrance, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak to it in the name of Jesus. The blood covers us, Lord God. The blood covers the doorpost of our homes, Lord God. The blood covers the doorpost of our hearts, Lord God. The blood covers the doorpost of our minds, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. The blood covers our family, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. So we declare and decree today, Lord God, that you alone have rule, reign, and abide in our lives, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we honor Dr. Stacy, Lord God. We honor what you're doing in her life, Lord God. We pray for many, 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 many more, Lord God, as you bless her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Yes. Oof. I feel like I can run around this house.
Everything
that we want is
for me, everything that we want is for me, everything that we want is for me, everything that we want is for me.
Some Duke on the vibe.
This year, blessing, money, testimony. Go to follow, 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 you they go.
This year,
good news. Diet, plenty, body. But if follow, 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 you can go. Everything I be wanting, manifesting for my life. Everything you be wanting, manifesting for your life. Even before you call, you don't answer prayer. My papa is too shy, he don't fit for you. Even before you call, you don't answer prayer. My papa is too shy, he for you. This year, blessing, money, testimony. Go to follow, 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 you they go.
This year, good news, diet, plenty, burning. Go to follow, 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 you they go.
Have an amazing week, and the room is going to end in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off, and I hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.